Hello, friends. It's your weekend with Wiser, your host, Nanette Wiser. And gosh, it's just been a crazy, crazy change in the world, our world. But please support our local bars, restaurants, and shops that are open. Gather your donations. There's so many places. Please look at our Facebook. We have hurricane resources and tips on where you can drop off donations. We know Hawthorne Bottle Shop has donations going on all weekend. Please check my Facebook, Nanette Wiser, and Radio St. Pete for all the places you can help. So let's talk about, if you can have fun and you can support local businesses, here's what's going on. Tomorrow night, Friday at 8 p.m., Grateful Dead night, Dead Set Florida at Cage Brewing. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., Creative Art Market, Friday, October 4th, will be going on in downtown St. Pete. National Taco Day with Divino's Tacos is Friday, October 4th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at 222 22nd Street South. The Laundry Lab is open. It opens Friday, October 4th, and with that grand opening will be a free laundry day. Also going on is a Hurricane Helene fundraiser event. Again, so many of them. This one is at Tiki Tim's Pub and Grill, 923 72nd Street North. That's going on as well. So moving on. Largo Live is going on at 7 o'clock in Almer Park on Friday. That's going to be a lot of fun. So there'll be a lot of things going on there. It's a free community event, and Paul Anthony Band will be performing. They have three albums to their name, so that is in the Largo Park. I believe Seminole also is starting their music in the park, and I'll have to get back to you about St. Pete Beach. Another thing going on is Saturday at the Cage Brewing, the Rolling Stones tribute, the Strolling Moans Live. Opening night with the Florida Orchestra, Ravel's Bolero, has been moved from the Mahaffey to Ruth Eckert Hall this weekend. We're so thrilled to have TFO back with us. Spooky Czar is going to be at the Art Lofts Artist Studio in downtown St. Pete this Sunday at noon. It is spooky season. I hope you all listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com to Karen Carmichael's excellent interview with Brandi Stark, queen of the paranormal. Spirits of St. Pete tours, historical tours every Wednesday from St. Pete Museum of History. Seminole Music in the Park, pet friendly, Seminole City Park. Yes, Friday, 7 p.m. That's going to be fun, 7 to 9. Dunedin Downtown Market starts this Saturday at 9 a.m. Vintage St. Pete, the Golden Age of Tourism, and more. Is in McGow Nature Park this Saturday at 12 p.m. That is with our friend Bill DeYoung. Can't wait to see him. Let's celebrate Oktoberfest, Grand Central Brewhouse's fourth annual Oktoberfest. That's happening October 5th and 6th. The Black Crows, Happiness Bastardos at the Mahaffey Theater, I believe, is still maybe going on October 6th at 7:30. I'm not sure about the Gulfport First Friday Art Walk. I'm going to check back with that in a little bit. There's a Filthy Richard party tomorrow, Friday at 10 p.m., 687 Central Park. The Strass Center for the Performing Arts has Live and Local with the Ian Douglas Project, Saturday at 6 o'clock. And the Sunday Market at the St. Pete High School in Kenwood, held every Sunday 10 to 2 p.m., is back in and ready to go. All our markets are starting up as we think fall is here. It still feels like summer. The Outcast Weekend Lineup, Live Music Festival, October 4th and 5th, 1776 11th Avenue North, St. Petersburg this weekend. The Arts Legacy Remix, it is Hispanic Heritage Month, and they're going to be celebrating the 4th Annual Hispanic Heritage Celebration at the Strass Theater, Friday, October 4th. Also at Cage Brewing Sunday, Alonzo Wesley Live. There's always something fun going on there. And on Sunday night, catch Brian Hughes, James Suggs, and the boys for the Florida Jazz Jam. at Floridian Social. October 4th through 6th is a beloved event, the 24th annual Oktoberfest at Dunedin Brewery. That's going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Contrasts and Compliments, the Art of D. Yale Kelly and Root Man, 2323 Central Avenue. There's an open mic night at 6340 49th Street, Pinellas Park, every first and third Friday at 7 o'clock. There is a fox squirrel corn maze. Who doesn't love a corn maze at Plant City? I think DK Farms also has a farm fest. So that's going on as well. This Saturday, Denying Gravity, Pinellas Park, our friend at Sages, will have their performance at 2 o'clock at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. The Sidewalk Poets will be at the North End Tap House and Kitchen. That will be 7 p.m. on Friday. And the S&E Stevie Nicks tribute will be at the Floridian Social. That will be 8 o'clock on Friday. I can't wait for that. House Saturdays at Cane and Barrel with Anthony Styles, 110 2nd Street North. That's Saturday, 8:30 p.m. Hoppy Friday Market, the dog-friendly market of I Brewed the World. It's Friday at 7 o'clock. Greenlight Cinema, many fun things going on. Rocky Horror Picture Show. You gotta go to Greenlight. They've got amazing, amazing indie films. Three Daughters goes pop punk with the Supply Chain this Saturday at 8 o'clock. Boca to Kitchen in Palm Harbor presents the Shakes Society. And it goes on and on and on. If you feel the need to climb, get yourself over to the Vertical Ventures St. Pete. There is an on-the-wall clinic. It's 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Very welcoming kind of place. Musical Mermaids Making Strides for Pinellas at Shark's Bar and Grill Saturday, October 5th. Wags and Whiskers, Nightmare Before Catmas. Oh gosh, this is so much fun. It's at the Coliseum September 5th. Our friend Tiffany Rosano and I are big cat people, so we love that. There is just so much going on. I want you to check out my Let's Go guide. It is posted on my website. Oh, and here's something you got to go to. If you got to go over the bridge, the WMNF, our friends at WMNF, 5th Annual Tom Petty Birthday Tribute. That's going on Saturday at 6 o'clock. And, you know, I just got to say, you got to support your local musicians. Rock and Soul Sundays at Flute and Dram this Sunday, 6 o'clock. John Nemeth is in concert Friday at 7:30 in Safety Harbor. There's just a need to spend a little bit of money, help people, support the local music, support the places that are open. We know our friends at the Wharf are opening tomorrow on Friday noon with a limited menu. We can't wait for that. You know, there's also just a lot of things. The Legions are closed right now. That's a little sad, but they will be open soon. So that is what is going on. Let me get to some other amazing things. It is Brenda McMahon's opening of her first solo exhibition, the Brenda McMahon Gallery at Gulfport. And she'll be unveiling works from her newest artist, Vicky Loudon, and also talking about inspirations from the south of France. She spent a month in France. Our friends at the Florida Folk Show will be at the Craftsman Gallery, 10 to 1, Saturday. And on October 19th, they will be on the Great Western Flyer RV docked at the St. Pete Harbor, and they will feature guest musician songwriter Treble Hook, the famous environmental urban gypsies, and Seminole Rita Youngman, in addition to speaking with St. Pete Councilwoman Gina Driscoll, Florida Institute of Oceanography head Monty Graham, and others. Stay tuned for Pete Gallagher's environmental interviews that appear on RadioSt.Pete.com Lunchtime Conversations. Peertoberfest is this weekend, October 5th, 12 to 7, Spa Beach Park. Don't miss the fourth annual Peertoberfest. Mouthful. And indulge in authentic German beers, food, and live music. You can Steinhoist and compete in other Bavarian games and dress in your best Lederhosen, dirndls, etc., etc. There'll be pumpkin pie and warm apple cider and lots of things for the kids to do. So have a blast. Also, these St. Pete Shuffleboard Court opens for the fall. Woohoo! There'll be shuffleboard lessons, history talks and tours, games, scavenger hunt, a bounce house, and food for purchase. It is free admission. I love that about St. Pete. in Tampa Bay. So many free things to do. We want you to tune in on October 10th to RadioSaintPete.com. Jay Kolb, our music director, will be featuring the music of John Prine. October 10th is both his birthday, John Prine, and our friend Rui Farias from the Museum of St. Pete Museum of History, whose podcast you hear here. In studio, you can't come to the studio, but you can listen in on RadioSaintPete.com, performing a tribute to John Prine, October 10th, 2 to 5. Keith Bonvie, John Frinzy, Gabe Whitney, Charlie Morris, Marty and Bonnie Fouts, Jamie Thomas, and Pete Merrigan. Very excited about that. Apparently, there is also on the 12th, at Grand Peoples is throwing a John Prine birthday party event in Safety Harbor. Florida Orchestra, just please go to their website and check out all of the things coming up. It's going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. There's an Oktoberfest October 19th coming up at the Beer Boutique. There is a Mutz and Martinis Halloween party, Masquerade Ball October 26th. There is the Haunted Grave Art in Seminole October 26th, and that's going to be fun as well. And Back to Your Roots, Clearwater Jazz Holiday, October 17th through 20. Get your tickets from Mavis Staples, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, Carrie Wong, Tower of Power, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Galactic, featuring Jelly Joseph, Boney James, and the USAF, Academy Band Falconeers. It's going to be amazing. ClearwaterJazz.com. Also coming up is the Suncoast Jazz Festival, November 22nd through the 24th. And Sounds of Healing with Alvin and Downing. If you haven't been to the Monday Night Jazz Jam at the Hangar, please go. So for Weekend with Wiser, Nanette Wiser, I'm saying hola, aloha. Come back and join us again.